This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. When you're hiring, posting your job on just one site isn't enough.
No, it's not, CeCe. And with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Let ZipRecruiter's powerful technology match your job to the right candidates, because you don't want to hire the wrong ones.
You can't.
No. And use their simple dashboard to find your perfect hire. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
So try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Tribune. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Tribune.
You're getting so good at doing commercials. Well, baseball season is in full swing, and the New York Yankees, CeCe, as you well know, they are keeping their eye on the ball.
Yes, and as the standings are heating up, there's nothing better to quench your thirst than an ice-cold, refreshing Pepsi.
So if you're going to the ballpark for a tailgate, or you just plan on watching the game from home with a couple of buddies, be sure to grab a Pepsi.
Because it pairs perfectly with game day grub like hot dogs, hamburgers, brats, pizza, peanuts, and popcorn.
Thirsty yet?
I am.
So remember, when you're stocking up on Pepsi, complete your roster with our other delicious options like Diet Pepsi and Pepsi Zero Sugar. True story, this past week, like I've been jet lagged after coming back from Ireland. Diet Pepsi is the only thing that got me through all the games I broadcast.
What?
Yeah, and I
saw that on your story the other day,
you
too.
Do?
You had a Diet Pepsi,
yeah,
right,
man,
there.
And I don't really, like, a lot of times, like, I don't have caffeine. The Diet Pepsi saved me there.
That actually saved me.
Yeah, so thank you to Pepsi for that.
It's sure to be a winning lineup.
No doubt. Pepsi is a proud sponsor of the New York Yankees and this podcast. You know, you guys are in the middle of a big week. You know, we're recording this on Tuesday. You got the Red Sox coming in this weekend. But you guys had some drama last week, too, in Detroit. I got to do the play-by-play of that game. It was like I got to be
Before you say, did you say peace?
Hey.
He started calling the shit like it was a real fight.
He wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, he started calling like blows and who's throwing what, like combinations and shit. It was crazy.
Because once Romine got into Cabrera, I was like, oh, he's got a couple gut shots. In I'm just watching it unfold. Like I just call it like. But and by the way, Didi's he's made fun of my peace home run call. I did bag that this season, by the way.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to R2C2. We got a couple guests today. These guys argue all the time. It's going to make for great conversation. I'm excited to have you guys, Aaron Hicks and Didi Gregorius.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for inviting us.
Happy to be here.
Did anybody think that Sonny Gray had that in him? He's like not a big dude.
That was fun to watch, man. That whole thing, everything about that. D-Rob running in from the looking like Forrest Gump, high stepping.
Oh my
gosh. It was so much good shit to watch in that video. Yeah.
I was kind of getting a kick out of like hearing CeCe's reactions on the bus afterwards as he's watching the videos afterwards. Yeah. Yo, check this out.
That was a lot of fun.
So you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did.
That's interesting. But here's what I want to see. CeCe, like, are you, when you see something like that happen, are you watching to see, like, all right, which one of my team, what are my teammates are going to get in the middle of this? Which ones are going to be just, like, on the outside, not want to get involved?
Nah, I mean, you don't really think about, you look at that after, while you out there, you think everybody's in it, you know what I'm saying? So you don't really look at that until you go back and look at the tape after. You feel like everybody's, you know, and we all in the same thing together, so.
So what makes it fun? Just, like, the adrenaline? Or
I guess the adrenaline and just, like, all of us, I mean, we all pull for each other, but like when it's, you know, it's physical.
When it goes like that, you see everybody got each other's back.
That's dope.
That makes it good. That makes
your team close.
Yeah. Or it can make your team not close. You know?
You see who does not have your back. You know? That's when you see who has your back or not.
And you guys started arguing, you know, amongst each other. Yeah. You know, then
we saw Detroit do that. We caught it on our cameras with Victor and Justin Verlander and the third baseman who got jumped by Sonny and Austin. Yeah. Oh my God. Castellanos. Yeah. But they got into an argument there. I'm wondering, like, in the aftermath of that, as you guys are still, like, trying to play the game, what's the adrenaline like? That, like, is the blood just boiling, Aaron, after that as you're trying to play?
I think you're just hyped up. You know? You always got stories for when you come back in, you'd be like, yo, Did you see what happened to what's his name? Yo. Hey, he got one good.
I think, but if you even watch the game, the way that game unfolded, like, we were losing at that point. It was 6-3, and we were probably going to lose that game. You know what I mean? Like, we played two night games. It was a day game. We were kind of flat a little bit.
Right.
And we scored three runs right away.
Yeah.
Fired up. You know what I'm saying? So, it kind of just – it wakes you up. In that sense, I guess.
That's why I knew Dellen wasn't meaning to do what happened with him.
Because
at that point, you guys had the momentum.
Yeah, we had momentum going our way because, you know, we tied the game up. They were like, we're screwed.
Right.
They came back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they wanted a part of us in that fight, first of all. I'm going to be straight honest.
Yeah.
And then after that, they were like, okay, we're screwed because these guys are more together than we thought, you know. I mean, we backed up everybody, so nobody was alone in that fight, so... Mm-hmm. And then we scored in three runs, and then things happened after that.
But, you know, I didn't even realize, like, that Judge was in the middle of it trying to, like, he was in the middle of trying to pull people off and stuff like that. Honestly, it did look like you guys really all did have each other's backs, you know?
And you never really know. You never know until something like that happens, you know what I mean? And it changes year to year. You know, next year it could be the same team and three guys come in, and then this is a totally different clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? So, shit changes all the time, and this is one of the years that we have a really good, close-knit, together team, and I think that's why we've been so successful on and off the field and fights and shit, too.
You see how CeCe's, like, learning broadcasting? He brings it full circle for us. Right. Gets it all together. So why did you think these two – dudes would be perfect to hang for the pod, CC.
You'll see. Nah, man, they always, not only like going at it, but just, you know, always good conversation, always keeping the clubhouse going. So I was excited to be able to get these two here, DD and Aaron Hicks. What's up, fellas?
What up? How's it going?
You know, I went up to Aaron in the clubhouse a few days ago, and we knew we were going to do this, and I said, like, you know, are you and Dee Dee close friends? He's like, oh, we argue about everything. That's probably why CeCe wanted us together, because we're always arguing about everything. What are you arguing about?
Everything.
Coffee and my style.
Look, here we go.
It could literally be anything. Right?
Is he copying your style, Dee Dee?
Nah, he's not just copying. He's doing everything, man. It's just, you know, I introduced him to some joggers. We started with that. And then...
And by joggers, you don't mean runners. Like, you mean, like, the pants.
The pants, yes.
Yeah.
Now, fashion is always a big thing in our clubhouse. Like, maybe that's every clubhouse. But, like, you know, guys are always, like, ripping guys about what they're wearing or trying to help them out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, like you said, try to help them out.
Yo, man, first of all, I'm, like, super casual, so... Let's just start with that.
Okay, so you have adapted to the joggers, though. And did you get? Will you admit that you got this from Dee Dee?
Yeah.
When he changed his whole style. Yeah. He was Vans only. When he first got here, he was Vans only.
Yeah.
Then I saw him walk in with some J's. I was proud of him. My man.
Yeah,
man.
Now, do you ask CeCe? Because CeCe obviously has the Jordan hookup. So will you say, hey, man, I need a pair of 11s in this size? Will you do that?
Nah, I haven't done that yet. But, you know, I'm starting to get into J's now, so it's definitely going to be a part of the plan.
All right. So you can kind of break him into that part of it.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, no offense. I trust Dee Dee's overall fashion game a little bit more than your scene. But,
the
J's, though, I mean, like,
get shots real quick.
What the fuck was that?
Well, you were on me for the skinny jeans today, man. So, you know.
So you should trust my fashion sense.
Maybe. But I've heard Derek get on you about that, too. Right?
About what?
Your fashion sense, yeah.
Oh, no. Derek has zero fashion sense.
Whoa.
I'm the one that's always telling him.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who dresses you?
Amber.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's my stylist in Amber,
Well, I want to change my tone then. CeCe, you are a great dresser. You know exactly what you're doing, man. All right, Dee Dee, how would you describe your style?
I mean, I'm just trying to be simple, but everything, like a little European... A little Caribbean, a little mixed with everything.
What's Caribbean?
Just laid back colors. A lot of colors, a lot of different colors, but make them combine. So make everything match.
See, that's what I want to see you do, Aaron. I want to see you make the Caribbean style work.
I'm not Caribbean. Nah, I'm good on all those colors. I'm gonna stick to the neutral colors.
All right, fair enough. But you've moved on from Vans, so you've taken at least one big step, right?
Yeah.
You know, you guys kind of you have, I don't know, but sort of like similar paths here, right? Like you were in other organizations, you were, you know, traded here around similar ages. You're both 27 now, I think, right? Like, mm-hmm. what's the biggest like shock when you first get to the Yankees? Because CeCe always says like, this is the big leagues. Everything else, right? You say, like, everything else feels different.
Yeah, it's just a spotlight, man. You've just been playing under, like, what, 40,000 people almost every day? So everybody's watching.
Mm-hmm. I think you just get booed, too. I mean, hell, it makes you play good because, you know, if you don't, you know you're going to get booed sooner or later. So, you know.
You dealt with that a little last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Real
now,
quick,
the fans
too.
Keep you on your toes, though, for sure, though.
They like, want you to do good.
Yeah, and, like, you could – even when, you, when you're playing good, you still feel like you need to go out there and, like, perform.
Because
you could do better. And, you know, you want to keep them off of you, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that was something that G taught me, like, take it as a positive, I guess, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and let that – like fuel you a little bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you built money in the bank with the fan base? So, like, CeCe, you've been here a long time. You were essential to the 09 World Series.
I don't think performance wise. I think like being accountable and being available and you know giving honest answers in the media and stuff like that. I think builds up kind of mm-hmm. like fan rapport more so than good play. I guess if that makes sense. Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. be in front of your locker after you make a mistake or whatever.
Like, yeah, exactly. Just like be there. Because if you're not there today, they're going to get you tomorrow, and they're probably going to bash you even more. So it's better to get it out of the way, like, right away. Yeah, I messed up. No, tomorrow's a new day. Just let it mm-hmm. go.
But you guys, I mean, and you both got, like, you got off to a slow start last year, Aaron, right? Mm-hmm. Didi, you got off to a slow start, and you're replacing Derek Jeter the first year. Right. How did you dig yourself? Because now, you know, Didi, you had a great second half of that year. You had a great year last year. You have an even better year this year. Aaron, you've had a great year this year. How did you guys dig yourselves out of that?
Yeah, mine was, I had Beltran and even CY and a couple guys were talking
CY,
to me.
CY, Chris Young?
Chris Young, yeah. Okay. So I decided, hey, man, you're better than this. We're better than this. You can play better. Because when we started that year, I think it was me and Beltran, and we didn't start the way we want. We both started slow, hitting like 120 in the first month. And then in the second half, when everything started clicking, it was just me and him. We both hit like almost 300, I think, or 300 in the second half. So. And so it's like it's not how you start, it's how you end, it's how good you're gonna finish. So I think that's what helped me and kept me to myself and kept me down to earth and keep playing the game.
Yeah, I think for me it was just playing time, being able to just go out there on a daily basis and go out there and play my best baseball. But I think the most important part is definitely getting on a strong start. You know, that's what I wanted to have. You know, since I started so slow last year, I wanted to be able to get off to a strong start and, you know, and make this team believe in me as a player. And, you know, I think it's been working out so far.
Well, you guys, like, if you're going good versus going bad, CeCe, you have a lot of data here, right? I mean, you've gone good way more than you've gone bad in your career. But, like, how much different is your mood? You know,
when
you're
going
through
like,
it. Yeah, like, are you miserable when you're going through a tough stretch?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, it's miserable, yeah. I mean, because you want to perform and play well, but the best teammates and I guess the best players do a good job of always being the same.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what. Whenever they walk through the door, no matter what, you know, whether they're going good or bad, you can't tell, you know. And that's something I try to work on every day. That's something – even while I'm pitching, I don't want you to know what the score is by my body language.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes that, you know, the other team feels like they got you if they can see that they're getting to you. So I just always try to stay even keel. That's hard to do. Obviously, we all human. You know, mm-hmm. your moods get messed up. It's a long season. You with the same guys for 8 months out of the year, so it gets tough. But I think the best teammates and the best players do a good job of always staying the same. Yeah.
Who in that clubhouse is the guy you would least like to piss off? Like, who's the one you'd actually? Oh, I don't want him mad at me.
Chappie.
Chappie. Chappie.
By far. Chappie.
I was about to say Chappie. Yeah. Chappie. Yeah.
Well, Chappie's awesome. Like,
yeah, he's an awesome guy.
Never been mad. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to see him pissed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to. No thanks, man. I'm cool.
He's got his guns, man. Like he's top heavy, man. Like from the waist up, that dude is yoke.
Top heavy, like the dad from The Incredibles.
Yeah. Well, you know, like where you got like, you know, it's like toothpick legs, but like, I mean, I'm not gonna say that to him, but like, you know, but like he's got the K cannons and big shoulders up. Yeah. I get that. Why are you getting along with these guys so well, CeCe?
I don't know. I mean, I think we just hit it off right away. Yeah. You know, I think it's always easier, I guess, when guys come from other organizations to come here and play, because I know what that feels like. And, you know, that first year, you want to make guys feel comfortable because there's so much other shit to worry about. Living in New York, you know, organization-wise, getting to know everybody. So if I can just kind of help guys, you know, get comfortable in the clubhouse, you know, not necessarily on the field, but just in the clubhouse and, you know, kind of bring them along in that sense, I think it makes it easier for them.
You guys sense that with C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think for – why are you copying me?
you copied his style. Copying your words.
Yeah, yeah. I see that. I see what's going on here. You know, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, he's definitely somebody, you know, when I had to come early to spring training, he was the first person that I saw. And even though he kind of left me a little bit out for, for dinner, we was probably, hey, so we was supposed to.
No, okay, you tell the story.
All right, look, so you know, I meet C for the first time, and I'm like, yo, man, you know, da da da. We start chopping up. He's like, yo, man, you know, let's go get something to eat after. I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. So he went in his car. I went in my car. So
he's like, Del Frisco's Grill, hey, right in Tampa, right by the stadium.
Okay.
You know, right there. So yeah. Easy. Short little drive. I'm like, yo, follow me or whatever. I don't even know how I remember how it went. So, okay, whatever. Go.
Yeah,
finish.
He said, follow me, right? So, boy, I follow him. He ended up making a U-turn. So I'm trying to make the U-turn. Next thing you know, traffic starts coming. So boom, boom, traffic goes. I finally get out there. And then I'm like, man, where this fool go? Like, I don't even know where
we
going.
We're going to Del Frisco Grill, though.
Hey, hold on. I didn't know exactly where it was.
And I didn't either, so I got lost.
So the U-turn wasn't by design.
Skippy was in the car with me, right? Yeah. So we got lost. We get to Del Frisco's, and I'm like, yo, what happened to Hixie? Like, what's going on? And he was like, nah, I didn't see him. I don't know what happened. And, you know, we in the parking lot, so I call him, and I was like, yo, where you at? You coming? He was like, nah, I thought you was just pranking me. I thought I just went home.
I'm like, <"What?" laughs> hey, I left. I left quick, man. I was like, damn. I'm like, this is how they do you over here? I was like, yo, I gotta go. I gotta go. Like,
I got lost, guys. Like,
wait, so you really thought he was just trying to mess with you?
Hey, I was like, I got stuff to do today. I gotta go.
So this is like your first spring training with the Yankees?
This before spring training, like one day, like he was down there early for a month, and I just flew in to come play catch.
Oh.
And it was just one like random day. Like we had literally just met 20 minutes earlier. Like, I'm not going to fuck with you this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give it like a couple weeks before. You know what I'm saying?
This is like Aaron's 24, 25, man, first time like, with the Yankees. Like, oh, CeCe's going to take me out to.
Super I was like, man, he must have heard some bad shit about me. Like, God damn.
Oh, that's great. No, but yeah, see, now I just expected Aaron to say, like, and all of a sudden this dude, like, didn't text me back or didn't, like, didn't call me back. Have you? But
that would have been a better story right there.
I don't know. That's pretty good. Have you experienced this with CeCe before?
No.
This guy ghosts everybody, man. It doesn't matter. You have no idea.
Man.
Like, it doesn't matter where you are on his power rankings of people because he will ghost everybody. So at least you didn't have to experience that, Aaron.
Yeah.
You ghost him this time.
Yeah, you kind of did. You kind of did. In the car, though. You know what, though? Aaron's kind of perfect to hear your golf arrogance, because Aaron Hicks, for those who don't know, is an excellent golfer. What's your handicap, Aaron?
I'm a 0.7.
Okay, so he's a scratch golfer.
What does
golfer.
That mean? Scratch?
Yeah.
0.7. What's scratch. The 0.7 mean? What's that?
It means I'm closer to one.
He basically shoots a par when he's
Do you golf?
Yeah,
I'm
you
learning,
never go?
learning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not good, but I'm learning.
You golf, Rook, or no?
A little bit. Yeah. I used to golf more when I was younger, but like it's hard. You got to play every day to be good at it, I feel like.
You got to play a lot.
Or a lot. Yeah. You got to play a lot. What, have you played with Didi yet?
Nah, no. I can't wait, though.
Where do you
I
go,
feel like
Didi?
Would
play?
Be good at golf, though.
Yeah, I do, too. You got?
I mean, I'm learning.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting right-handed.
So are you golfing righty?
Yeah, I'm golfing right. I can. Every time I try left-handed, slicing. First time right-handed, straight. I'll say, all right, right-handed is.
Yeah,
oop.
See?
So I kept going right-handed.
Really?
Yep.
So it's not like because you don't want to mess up your baseball swing or anything. No. It's like it's just because.
I try left-handed.
He's a good low ball hitter. I thought it'd be easy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But you see, now when CeCe talks about golf, and we actually our first ever episode of R2C2, I get a little emotional when I think about it. No, we're with Derek Jeter, and Derek's golfing all the time now. And CC starts talking about it, and he's like, "Oh, like as soon as my career is done, I'm gonna be after you." Like,
no,
no
I'm
doubt.
Better than him. Like, yeah, that's the one thing that I know that I can do.
See,
I'm fine with that.
Aaron, you know golf. Explain to CC how hard this sport
I
is.
I can
man.
Play. I play golf. He was. I just got new clubs. We're going on a trip this offseason because and that's why I got new clubs because of him.
Really?
Yeah. So. With the help of him and my new clubs, I'm going to be killing Jeep by the time
I'm retired. Hey, we got this. We got this. See, I don't know if I can see you, though, like, walking a course by yourself.
Oh, I'm not walking shit. What are you talking about walking? Are you talking about, we're talking about golf, right? We're getting carts. What are you talking about carts. Walking? Ain't no walking. What are you talking about?
I bet you Aaron, if he goes out by himself, I bet you he walks the course.
Do nah, you?
I walked
in.
See? Well, you got to be really
golfer.
Good to walk, though. Like, I mean, I'm be walking over here. Yeah, I'm fucking slicing over here. Like, if you hit the ball straight, of course you can walk. Like,
it's true. There is a difference. Yeah. Have you golfed with CC before?
No. This is going to be my first time this offseason.
So you guys are doing a little golf trip?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
Pebble Where, Beach.
Pebble. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. You played there before?
Yeah.
Well, you're from Cali, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. That's like... You don't want to embarrass yourself when you're on like a course like that, right? Like you.
Oh,
want
I'm sure I will.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, yeah. You must bomb the ball.
I hit it pretty good. Yeah. I mean, yeah. When it's straight, you know what I'm saying. That's why I don't know. Like, I don't really know how good I am. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't hit that many good shots yet. Yeah. You know.
I'm gonna make a prediction right now. Didi is going to be a better golfer than you, see.
Oh. Damn, that's hate. Nah, I don't think so. And I'll have more time coming up like here pretty soon. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'll
that's
have more time
point.
To do.
He may have you on that. He's going to get a big head start.
Didi got
here.
Like 10 more years to play.
I know.
Shit.
I'll do a little bit in the offseason. I'm taking classes.
Yeah? Are you going to actually take lessons?
Are you getting lessons? Should I get lessons, though? Yeah, or should I just go
lessons.
Play?
Get lessons.
All right. All right.
Because I started swinging like on it, but on the course and everything. But, I mean, like you said, slicing, couple straight. But
all it takes is one good shot, though. To like, win you hit that it. Shit yeah. straight one time, you're like, oh, I got it. Yeah. Like, I need to come back out tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm ready to go. Like, and then you fucking slice shit for the next 4 hours, and then you hit one good straight, and then you come back out the next day.
That's exactly that's what it is. Then you're like, I'm back. Oh, yeah, I'm in on this.
I'm good.
Like,
I'm good. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you spend the offseason, Didi?
Curacao.
Oh, you
most
do?
Most of the time in Curacao, yeah.
You got courses there that you'll play?
Yeah, at a resort that I'm staying in. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, so you'll be able to learn. You know what I was – forget the golf for a second. All you guys can throw hard, right? CC in his prime. CC, what would you touch normally? If, like on a, let's say August.
97, 98.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. And Didi has a cannon. He used to like throw perfect games all the time as a kid.
I bet you Didi could throw 95 off the mound probably.
Probably, right? And Aaron has, we've already seen him throw from the outfield.
I gotta
hear
about
this
shit so much
like,
all the time.
Really?
His pitching. Oh,
he's not stopping. That's
all I hear about,
Really?
That curve is nasty, dog.
Yo, you see Mitch Moreland struck somebody out and threw 90 the other day. I thought about you. Yeah.
Aaron, do you think you could get major league hitters out from the mound?
I mean, I can get somebody out. I mean, let's be serious.
Give him a real answer, Kel. What are you talking about? You think you can get somebody out?
I mean, I think right now I'd be worried about hitting somebody.
When you're hiring, posting your job on just one site isn't enough.
CC, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter gets a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
And CC, I know you've done that research to find the 80% number because ZipRecruiter, it means a lot to you. I know it does. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results.
And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. It's not normal. We're giving you a great deal. So just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Tribune.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/Tribune. One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Tribune.
Let's put each one of you in the outfield. CeCe, you still can throw hard. By the way, you've hit 95 a couple times this year, man.
Oh, well, yeah. It's got to be the right. Got to be the right conditions.
Hard.
That knee is feeling just right that day. All right. So let's say each of you gets a crow hop from the outfield, all right? Which is something Aaron would do anyway as an outfielder. And I'm going to say 28-year-old CeCe, okay? Just to be fair. These guys are both 27, so we'll put you, you know, in your prime. Who ends up throwing hardest of you three with a crow hop from the outfield?
Wow. That's a good question.
Who will end up throwing hardest?
Yeah. Because Didi is
and
like...
how many tries?
I only need
three
one.
Three tries.
You're not getting it. Man, you're definitely not getting it. If it's
I think I would win this.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate it would be. Like, I couldn't throw it, like, on a line, like a bounce to the plate, but I could probably, yeah, I don't know.
With the crow hop, you're probably hitting, like, 101 in your prime or something?
Yeah, back then, yeah.
Didi, what do you think?
I mean, when I was 16, I'm going to bring this up on you. I was throwing 95 when I got scouted in from the outfield.
That is ridiculous.
16?
I think I was 14. Right? I see what you're talking about with these two.
Yo, D, how did that work? Like at 16, you signed a professional contract like how the guys in the DR are due?
Nah, because so they came and asked me since I was 16, and I told them you got to wait for me another year because I want to finish school first. So for me, school was important while I was going up. So they waited, so I had four teams made an offer, so I went to Venezuela first with the Phillies. They wanted me as a pitcher, but when I got there, the sophomore said, nope, you want you in the outfield. So they put me in the outfield, and then Brewers wanted me as the outfielder, and Reds was the only one that wanted me as a shortstop, and was another team, the Braves, and wanted me as a pitcher. And I told them, look, I want to play every day. So I want to get this going.
So you went to Venezuela to have a tryout?
So I went there first to try out, and then I went to Dominican to try out with the Brewers. And I was a day before I signed, I was like, I'm not going to sign yet. I want to go to Netherlands and play for the Curaçao team, for the Kingdom of Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And that's when the Reds came. And I went to Dominican. They put me in the outfield, blah, blah, blah. And ended up pitching, too, at the same time. And then I was like, I don't want this. And then as soon as I went there, they were like, okay, we're going to try to get you to sign here. And since you have a Dutch passport, you can go straight to the States. Because normally some teams like the Orioles, if you sign with them, you have to go to Venezuela or Dominican.
Okay.
And then so you got to play your way to make it to the States.
Okay.
So my brother went that way, and they messed with him a lot. So they said, you're going to the States to send somebody else in this spot. And my mom was like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
And I told my mom, I'm not going that route. So the rest was like, you have a Dutch passport, you can go straight to the States.
So you came over here right when you were 16?
No, 17. As soon as I signed, I came right away to Instructs. And that's when...
I met this guy. Oh, y'all met? That's when y'all met?
Yeah, in 2008. And after I met this guy when he had hair.
that was the same year you got drafted?
Yeah.
2008?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Curly so you hair. Guys met each other when you were 18 and you were 17?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really?
Dope. Yeah.
Just playing against each other? Yeah. Or
Instruct.
Yeah, playing against each other.
Minnesota in the GCL, and he was with the Reds.
Did you guys, like, bond at all then, or you just kind of knew each other?
We was talking smack to each other.
Yeah, I was about to say talking shit since then. Yeah.
So were you guys, like, excited when you became teammates then?
Yeah.
Because you kind of knew each other a little bit?
I remember hitting him up on Twitter and being like, yo, man, like, how's this whole spring training thing go with the Yankees? You know, is it different? You know, Minnesota's kind of, you know.
The guys, like, say they're going to take you out to lunch and then just leave you.
I know. It's not a thing.
That's crazy. So you get to choose whoever you want. That's pretty different than what we go through.
Yeah, so they gave me the option. And, I mean, I was like, I want to make it to the States. I don't care about the money that I signed. And they were like, all right, let's see if you're going to make it. And I told them I'm going to make it no matter what. So, and then 5 years later, I made it to the big leagues.
That's dope.
You know what's amazing, too? Didi's teams growing up, like you, in Curaçao, your teams were loaded with major leaguers, right? Like you played with Andrelton Simmons.
Simmons growing up, he was my shortstop. I was second base and third base.
And then?
And pitching.
And you guys both pitched?
Yes, we both pitched.
Who was the better pitcher?
I was, because he wasn't throwing hard at back then. Okay. He wasn't throwing hard back then.
What about Scope? He younger than you guys?
Scope was younger, but we played against him every time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And his team went to the Little League World Series, right?
Yeah, him and Profar. It's like so this is how we do it back home. So there's like, let's say there's six teams. Each team, it's like an all-star. So each team sends like two of their best players. And then so that selection, and we call it Pariba versus Pabal. It means like East versus Coast or West, whatever. So it's kind of like that. So whoever wins in those teams mm-hmm. get to represent Curaçao wherever they go.
Okay.
And back then, it used to be, when I was playing, it used to be Latin America. So we play against Venezuela, Dominican, Puerto Rico, Panama, like all those strong
powerhouse
teams. Yeah.
So, and then as soon as we got out of Little League, and we're like, ah, we're screwed, blah, blah. And then it turned into Caribbean. So now they play Aruba, Bonaire, St. Martin, and Curaçao is like the best out of all of them.
So you got a chance to get to
it. So you got a chance to get a visa, you know?
So Scope and Profar had it good.
Taking away from them, but they had the easier way.
They had the easy route.
Yeah, they had the easy route.
Do you remember who you went up against at all from, from Panama or any of those places when you were going up against them? And
I mean, there was a couple of guys that got signed after, but I mean, they didn't, fortunately, they didn't make it to the big leagues. But I mean, we were playing against, we were like this tall. We were playing guys like this tall.
You don't really know the age.
But it's amazing how many people from Curaçao now, all you guys who played together around the same ages, have made it to the big leagues. So you guys must track each other.
We do.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, it's just the last WBC, we were talking about it. You know, look. Where we were like 6 years old playing with each other, and look where we are here again playing with each other in WBC. That's why I told them I really want to experience it, want to go, because at least one time to see how everything is.
That's cool.
So it was amazing.
And that's a good team that y'all put together every year for WBC.
Yeah, it is. You know, you guys are in the middle of a big week. You know, we're recording this on Tuesday. You got the Red Sox coming in this weekend. I believe we're releasing this on Friday before the second game of that series. But you guys had some drama last week too in Detroit. I got to do the play-by-play of that game. It was like I got to be a boxing player.
Before you say, did you say peace?
Started calling the shit like it was a real fight. You know,
He wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, he started calling like blows and who's throwing what, like combinations and shit. It was crazy.
Because once Romine got into Cabrera, I was like, oh, he's got a couple gut shots. I'm just watching it unfold. Like I just call it like, but and by the way, Didi's making he's made fun of my peace home run call. I did bag that this season, by the way. I bagged it. But here's what I want, CeCe. Like, are you when you see something like that happen? Are you watching to see like, all right, which one of my team? What of my teammates are going to get in the middle of this? Which ones are going to be just like on the outside, not want to get involved?
Nah, I mean, you don't really think about. You look at that after while you out there. You think everybody's in it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really look at that until you go back and look at the tape after. You feel like everybody's, you know, and we all in the same thing together. So. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
You guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did.
That's interesting. So what makes it fun? Just like the adrenaline? Or
I guess the adrenaline and just like all of us. I mean, we all pull for each other, but like when it's, you know, it's physical.
When it
like,
goes like that, you see everybody got each other's back. That's
dope.
That makes it good.
And that
makes
your team close.
Yeah. Or it can make your team not close. You see
who does not have your back. That's when you see who has your back or
and
not.
And you guys started arguing, you know, amongst each other. Yeah. You know, then.
We saw Detroit do that. We caught it on our cameras with Victor and Justin Verlander and the third baseman who got jumped by Sonny and Austin. Oh my God. Castellanos. Yeah. But they got into an argument there. I'm wondering, like, in the aftermath of that, as you guys are still, like, trying to play the game, what's the adrenaline like? That, like, is the blood just boiling, Aaron, after that as you're trying to play?
I think you're just hyped up. You always got stories for when you come back in, you be like, yo, did you see what happened to what's his name? Yo. Hey, he got one good.
I think, but if you even watch the game, the way that game unfolded, like, we were losing at that point. It was 6-3, and we were probably going to lose that game. You know what I mean? Like, we played two night games. It was a day game. We were kind of flat a little bit.
Right.
And we scored three runs right away.
Yeah.
Fired up. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of just – it wakes you up. In that sense, I guess.
That's why I knew Dellen wasn't meaning to do what happened with him.
Because
at that point, you guys had the momentum.
We had momentum going our way because, you know, we tied the game up. They were like, oh, we're screwed.
Right.
They came back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they weren't a part of us in that fight, first of all. I'm going to be straight honest.
Yeah.
And then after that, they were like, okay, we're screwed because these guys are more together than we thought, you know. I mean, we backed up everybody, so nobody was alone in that fight, so. Mm-hmm. And then we scored three runs, and then Things happen after that. Yeah.
Did anybody think that Sonny Gray had that in him? He's like not a big dude.
Like, that was fun to watch, man. That whole thing, everything about that. D-Rob running in from looking like Forrest Gump, high stepping.
Oh my
like,
God.
It was that, I mean, it's so much good shit to watch in that video. Yeah.
I was kind of getting a kick out of like hearing CeCe's reactions on the bus afterwards as he's watching the videos afterwards. Yeah. Like, oh, check this out. Like, but you know, I didn't even realize like that Judge was in the middle of it trying to like he was in the middle of trying to pull people mm-hmm. off and stuff like that. Honestly, it did look like you guys really all did have each yeah. other's backs, yeah. you know?
And you yeah. never really know. You never know until something like that happens, yeah. you know what I mean? And
yeah.
it changes year to year. You yeah. know, next year it could be the same team and three guys come in, and then this is a totally different clubhouse. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So, yeah. like, shit changes all the time, and this is one of the years that we have a really good, close-knit, together team, yeah. and I think that's why we've been so successful mm-hmm. on and off the field
yep.
and fights and shit.
You see how CeCe's, like, learning broadcasting? Like, he brings it full circle for us. Right. Gets it all together. So let me ask you guys something, like, for the Red Sox series. What are because you guys have been, you've been in a close race with them for much of this year. Right now, as we sit today, they have a 3.5-game lead on you guys. We'll see what it is when this airs on Friday and you guys have this 4-game series. Like, how intense are those games this year? CeCe, you've experienced it in a few different years. So, Aaron, let me start with you. What have those games felt like to you thus far?
I mean, just, you know, we want to be in first place, you know, and they're a team that's in front of us and they're in our way. So, I think the most important thing for us in this upcoming series is to win game one, you know, get out, win game one and, you know, and then just keep it going from there.
Just show them what we got. It's just, like you said, they're in first. We want to be in first, so we want to play our ass off to be in first. And, I mean, the way the team has been playing, nobody expected us to be here. That's the first thing.
Right.
I keep saying that to everybody because they're like, oh, you guys are going to be last in your division because so and so and so and so and so. But nobody paid attention to the year before how we ended the second half. Mm. We traded away half of our team, all the guys that were doing damage and everything, helping us out. And then I won't say the team got better, but we started winning more games. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. younger guys come up. They're hungry. They want to play every day. They want to show what they got. They want to be on the market for the team, try to help the team. So if that happened and then they asked me, you think you guys are going to be good? I'll say, yeah, because you guys don't talk about how we ended the second half. All you guys talk about is how we started the first half.
Mm.
We ended on a positive note. We started the season on a positive note. Of course, it's going to be some ups and downs, but it's going to be some more ups than downs. So I think that's what we're doing. It shows everybody's together. So coming to the series, we're going to play against Boston. We got to do the same thing, play our game and play our best. That's what I think personally.
I think they're always intense, you know, these games. I think for me, watching these games this year, it's more exciting because we have the young talent to match theirs now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, you know, Hicksy and Didi, and we have Judge, and we have Sanchi. And, you know, before it was, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. and Benintendi and Betts. And it's kind of discouraging when they can flip over their roster like that mm-hmm. and
right.
still have stars and, you know, still come in here and, you know, make it a good series. So to be able to, for us to do that at the same time and go into there and now have our young guys having a huge impact, you know, not only on the series but the league period, it's a lot of fun and it just makes it that much more intense and just a lot of fun to play. I, you know, watching those games, they're never over, man. Like, no matter what, you know, I always look at the scoreboard. I could look at the scoreboard in the fifth inning and it's 6-3 and I'm like, the score wouldn't even be close to this by the end of the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So it's always, you know, you never know what to expect. It's always a lot of fun to it's always more fun to pitch in than to sit and watch.
And I think you're missing this series,
sitting and watch
right?
Them. Like, yeah, it just depends on how it shakes out. But yeah, I mean,
because
it's always harder to sit and watch than it is to like actually be in it and have a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. And you, CeCe, you've pitched great against them this year. What has worked so well for you against the Red Sox?
I've just been
year?
Lucky on those days, yeah. man.
Look at him. I love it. Guys, a Hall of Fame pitcher, but he's still very modest, right?
Yeah.
But so, facing Sale. Now, Didi, I know sometimes maybe that's like a day off for you, but you've faced him before.
Yeah, I faced him twice now.
Yeah. What is it like going up against him?
I mean, the first time I faced him was here at home, and I went to two strikes a couple times on him, and I was like, all right, let me see if I can get that swoop and slider, you know. And then he ended up not throwing it. He threw more fastball, so I was kind of amazed, kind of different. But, I mean, it's I mean, for me coming out facing him, I improved a lot. So it made me more comfortable against lefties. And first time facing him, I was like, hey, I'm doing good too. Mm. You're good. I'm doing good too. So it's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the first time I faced him, I went 0 for 3 or 0 for 4, no strikeout.
That's always a win. No strikeout. That motherfucker give me though.
That is a win.
And then I faced him in Boston, and then I went 2 for 3 off of him. I got some hits, and I mean, I felt good. So I got my first hit off of him. Was a double. Should have been a homer. he hit a ball 290 to right field in Boston. It's not a homer, so 380 or whatever it is over there. So. Yeah. But, you know, it felt good. And, you know, try to keep that confidence up and get ready for him.
Now, you're at least facing him from the right side, Aaron. Mm-hmm. But how nasty is he still?
I mean, he's nasty. I mean,
he's never changed.
I mean, he don't lead the major leagues in strikeouts for nothing, you know. So, I mean, you know, he's a dude that has different ways of getting you out. And, you know, he's a tough pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to those games. You know what else, CeCe? Like in 09, remember the four-game set you guys had against the Red Sox late in the year here at the stadium?
A-Rod hit the walk-off?
A-Rod hit the walk-off against Tozawa.
Oh, yeah. I remember thinking, you know, and we were close at the time in that series.
And you guys swept them
And
that
we
series.
Swept them that series. But I remember that game was like a 12-inning, 13-inning game. And I remember watching that game or, like, in that game, I said, we beat them right here. We're going to sweep them. You know what I'm saying? Because I pitched the next night. And I just felt like, you know, like if we win this game, we're going to – and we kind of took off from there after that big series. So, yeah, these series are always huge. And, you know, I just think for us now, every game is big.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're playing Cleveland right now. Like, these all are big games. Like, for the rest of the year, whoever we play the rest of the season, the games are big. You know what I'm saying? So, it makes it just that much more fun when you – when you're going down at the end of the season, at the end of the stretch, and every game is a big game. It makes the season go by faster, and it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Can this team win a World Series?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. You've experienced it. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
You know what those teams look like.
It's just getting into the tournament.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You got to get in, and you got to finish what we started here. We started having a great season, and, you know, it's up to us to finish that.
Let me ask you a couple quick hits. That's right. All right. In your clubhouse, if you're going for food advice in the city, who are you going to?
In the city?
Yeah, like who would you trust most if they said you got to
like
eat
restaurants?
This place? Yeah, for restaurants.
Yeah.
And they both looked at you immediately.
As long as it ain't for pizza and shit like that, because we all know New York City pizza sucks.
Wait, but
like,
I can't believe
y'all
this
like,
guy.
Y'all like New York City pizza?
How could you not?
Yeah, Chicago thing is like one
There
of
you
best.
Go, right there. Boom, there you go.
I'm always down with that deep dish.
All right, now we know who we're adding to the field trip when Dellen and I take you guys. Because this
only
is
New Yorkers think New York pizza is good.
I don't know about that,
only
man.
New
like, I think you're just. I think you're recruiting people to your side right here. That's what I feel like. Don't worry, we're gonna now. This is gonna be Dellen and I's like mission to try. And he's a New Yorker too, we're not okay with this. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Who you could? Anybody in the clubhouse you could select to be the DJ? Who would you choose?
DJ?
To handle the music.
Judgey.
Yeah. Judgey's our DJ.
Yeah.
And he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
What's his taste like?
He likes everything, man.
Yeah,
he's
all
got a,
over
he's
the
a
place.
Good exactly, yeah. Yeah, which is good. Like for our clubhouse, it's good that he has like a broad like sense, like a music sense. So it's good.
All right, which one of your teammates, your single teammates, is most likely to send a DM to his celebrity crush?
Single?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think who's bold like that. Like who's gonna be like, hey, I'm a Yankee. Like, you know, we should get together sometime. Like. we know each other.
Ain't nobody answering that shit. You won't hear tripping on the podcast, man.
We can edit stuff out, CeCe. You know that. You know that. All right, how about this? Like, you guys are getting together. It's a big game, right? And, like, let's say somebody's going to say something. Like, there's some kind of, like, hey, let's go type. I don't know if it's, like, a huge speech, but somebody's just going to give some words. Who's going to do that? Who's going to be the person just to be like, guys, this is let's get it today? Who's going to be the one who stands up and says that in front of the team?
Guardy.
Yeah, probably Guardy.
Who was you about to say?
Topper.
Topper, yes. But like players wise, Guardy.
Yeah.
Guardy. Rob Thompson would be the one.
Yeah, Topper. Yeah, Topper. He would be the one. Yeah, he gets everybody going for
sure. Yeah, he's pretty good with the motivational speeches.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Got that Canadian coming out. Yeah.
I feel like he's the most in tune with the clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Like he's basically one of the players. You know
he's a
mean?
Grinder.
Like
Yeah. That's cool.
But player wise, a Guardy would be the guy that would like get up and get us like in a huddle.
Yeah, get you fired up. How often does that happen? Like this, do you actually like have those kind of moments?
Baseball?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I was
like, do you want them more, CeCe? Would you like them a little more?
I like the way it is. Like, I mean, if something needs to be said, then say it. But like, just to like get in a huddle and say some shit, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Because we play every day, so we all know what we're trying to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
We all trying to go out and win every single day. So, but when it's dragging and you need that, then it's fine. But like, to do that every day, we'd be like, man,
exhausting.
Yeah. Like, come on, enough.
It's like a little too much if you try to do it every day.
Yeah, especially in baseball.
Aaron, you pay attention to Didi's famous emoji tweets post game? You ever look at these?
No.
He won't give Didi anything.
Yeah.
What is his emoji?
Yeah. Didi just pulled the hood off of Aaron Hicks.
He can't come up with nothing better though. Like why? For real? Like why I gotta be an old man though? Old black man. Damn, we the same age, cuz.
Hey.
Just cause I'm old.
Didi just took off his hat to reveal that he has hair. So what's CeCe's emoji?
Just CeCe.
Oh, just CeCe. All right. Yeah. Do you want an emoji, CeCe?
I guess, yeah. But
what would it be?
It would have to be him to pick it. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, that's your goal. That's your homework, all right? You gotta come up with an emoji. For CeCe. Yeah.
I mean, we could switch mine.
Here we go. That's more likely to be mine, right? The old man. Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, thank you for hanging out and doing R2C2 with us.
Yeah, man, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah,
that's the first thing. Man, it was fun.
Lightweight, right?
Yeah, lightweight.
This is home turf. Fun time. You know? Yeah. Other than when I go rogue and start asking about DMs. Other than that. Thank you, guys.
ThePlayersTribune.com